Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about rethinking our priorities during Mercury retrograde. And then next Friday, August 12th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can be much more successful by knowing what time it really is before you take important actions or make important decisions. My 2011 Good Timing Guide Time Codes for Success is an easy-to-use color-coded calendar. It shows you quickly and easily the best dates for your important activities. It includes information on all the codes as well as plenty of recommended job practices. It also shows those timeout periods to avoid because nothing comes of actions taken during those times. To get your own 2011 Good Timing Guide, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just look for the free Today's Guide on the home page or the Good Timing Guide on the home page. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. If you haven't been there in a week, it's changed. We have a new one. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, how are you doing with this Mercury retrograde? Are you confused yet? Or maybe you feel like you're ready to explode. Yes, I'll get to that in just a moment. All Mercury retrogrades have lots of potential for miscommunications, transportation breakdowns, slowdowns, computers, phones, emails, and faxes failing or not working correctly. Those are just the basics of all Mercury retrogrades. It's also a time when we make and find our mistakes and get them corrected. Mercury stays retrograde through August 26th, and it started on August 2nd. And just a quick note about August 2nd, when Congress passed that debt ceiling law with an all-day timeout in Mercury retrograde. I can assure you nothing will come of that. We'll probably still default and relatively soon, probably the end of this year or early next year. Okay, I'm going to talk a lot more about how to deal with this cycle in the second part of the show, but for now I want to mention that this Mercury retrograde is also opposite Neptune. Now, this cycle alone, even without the Mercury retrograde, would be enough to create plenty of confusion. Details in particular get screwed up. You think you're headed someplace, but you wind up in another location. You think you're calling someone you know, but, hey, someone else answers the phone. Or you get these cryptic emails with an answer to a question, but what was the question? The sender cleverly deleted the previous emails about the topic. And this kind of stuff is rampant now, but even more important, you need to really be careful not to be deceived. So pay extra attention when you buy something now. Be sure you're buying what you really want. Quiz the salesperson about the details. Make sure it works the way you think it works. Whatever you do, don't assume anything. Now, what's the good news about this cycle of Mercury opposite Neptune? Well, you can easily tune into situations and use your intuition to get the correct answer to questions quickly. Now, if you're like many people, though, you've probably been rigorously trained to ignore your hunches, intuition, or messages from the universe. So that's the challenge. You get the message, and then maybe you just ignore it. That's a pattern that yields bad news. For example, how many times have I mentioned that to preserve your wealth, you need to buy gold coins? And now, how many of you have ignored that message to your own detriment? I'm reminding you again, during this Mercury retrograde, there's even an article on my site about how to buy gold. Now, in addition, we temporarily have Mercury trine Pluto. But Mercury is running away from the cycle during this Mercury retrograde. Still, it's in range through August 7th. The cycle is perfect for talking to people in power or communicating with the masses. These energies like to get to the bottom of what's going on, and it's a bit on the suspicious side regarding motivations, but not overly so. These energies will return September 9th through the 12th. Now, next, let's talk about that feeling like you might explode. Mars is now in the sign of Cancer, and while it's there, we have Mars square Uranus and Mars opposite Pluto. Now, we already have Uranus square Pluto, which are those revolutionary energies we have now through early March 2019. So this combination of cycles with Mars, Uranus, and Pluto is highly volatile and explosive. So, yes, you might be angry enough to explode. It's better to do that than to repress it. And these energies cannot be suppressed. These energies are associated with accidents, heart attacks, and strokes when someone tries to sweep something under the rug that really needs to be expressed. So here's a tip for expressing those energies in a way that could get you what you really want. Run, don't walk, to your bookstore or library and get the book, Nonviolent Communication, A Language for Life. Nonviolent Communication, A Language for Life. It's by Marshall Rosenberg, R-O-S-E-N-B-E-R-G. Now, Marshall's last name is spelled R-O-S-E-N-B-E-R-G, and read his process and use it to get your needs met. You can also go online to his site, which is www.cnvc.org, and find workshop leaders in your area who can train you in this process. His site again is the letters cnvc.org, as in Center for Nonviolent Communication.org. Now, a better way to use those explosive energies is to have breakthroughs. It may not be fun to do this, but it's a heck of a lot better than an accident. Now, these breakthroughs might relate to ways you nurture others versus how much freedom you have for your own needs. And although many of us have been trained to take care of others' needs first, the airlines tell you to put your oxygen on mask first and then help others. So have a look at issues related to this, and remember, often when we're angry with someone else, we're really angry with ourselves for having allowed the situation to occur. A lot of issues that occur now will be related to those confusing communications, so practice forgiveness too. Now, do you have safety issues in or around your home or workplace? How about in your car or on a boat? Get them fixed immediately before an accident occurs. These energies are explosive, and anything unsafe could create an accident. So let's make safety a high priority now. These explosive energies can also be associated with earth changes, such as earthquakes, wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanic eruptions, etc. So if you have not gotten serious about storing extra food, water, and other supplies, now would be a really good time to do that. Mars square Uranus peaks on August 9th and stays in range through August 19th. And Mars square Pluto peaks on August 10th and stays in range through August 21st. Now next, we're still in range of a cycle that's associated with not seeing something clearly regarding a financial or relationship situation. This could be related to a partner, a vendor, a customer, or even a friend or family member, or some particular financial issue that you're working with. This cycle, which is Sun conjunct Venus, will be with us for quite a while. It will peak on August 15th through the 17th, and it continues through September 13th. So take your time when you evaluate a financial relationship or just a relationship in general. Use this Mercury retrograde to rethink the situation and see what you're misunderstanding or missing. This cycle can also be a lot of fun, and it can also be fun to spend your money. So Sun and Venus in the sign of Leo likes to be spoiled with fun and luxury. So there's a tendency to treat yourself to more than your budget might like. Or you may be inclined to spend more than you think you're spending. So take a few precautions to be sure you stay on track with your budget. Now lastly, just a reminder that we still have Jupiter trine Pluto in range through mid-April 2012. Great for growth due to working with larger or more powerful companies or for working with the masses. Now for a tip from my good timing guide. This week your tip is this. next week we have two long timeouts. The first one starts on Wednesday, August 10th at 1:35 p.m. Pacific time, or 4:35 p.m. Eastern time, and it lasts all the way through to 10:56 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, or the wee hours of Thursday at 1:56 a.m. Eastern time. Then Thursday, the 11th, has another long timeout beginning at 7:14 a.m. Pacific time, or 10:14 a.m. Eastern time. So don't take important actions or make important decisions during those times. Monday, Tuesday morning, and Friday are better days next week. And lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this site. You can register for it on my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you know how to use the energies of this Mercury retrograde to your benefit? When I come back after this short break, I'll talk about rethinking our priorities during Mercury retrograde. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Did you know that if your blood levels of vitamin D are within an optimal range, your ability to lose weight is much more enhanced? This is due to the fact that when your body has an amount that is well over survival levels, over 50 nanograms per milliliter, then and only then can your body take that surplus and create calcitriol, the most important steroid hormone in your body, in charge of balancing hormones like thyroid, which controls metabolism, and other hormones such as insulin and cortisol. For more information, visit my website, PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com. Or please call me at 1-888-827-9770. That's 1-888-827-9770. Powerful medicine, powerful healing for a vibrant life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Lavender essential oil, a must-have for your home and first aid kit. Lavender is one of the most versatile and safest oils to use. Apply directly to bug bites, bee stings, and heat burns to help with pain, swelling, itching, and to promote tissue regeneration and repair. Dilute and apply to temples and inhale, or add to baths and massage oils for headaches and for general stress relief. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about rethinking our priorities during Mercury retrograde. In order to have a successful or at least a stress-free Mercury retrograde, we need to have a different set of priorities. So today I'm talking about how to refocus your energies for these periods in general, and this one in particular. Now, first of all, just what is Mercury retrograde? Well, this is a cycle that occurs 3 times per year, every 88 days, like clockwork. And when this occurs, from our perspective here on Earth, the planet Mercury appears to be moving backwards. Now, this is very similar to a fast car passing a slow train. and the train appears to be moving backwards to the people in the fast car. So is Mercury really moving backwards? No. However, it's our perceptions that rule the day. And when this cycle occurs and Mercury retraces its steps for 3 to 3.5 weeks, we spend a lot of time rethinking, redoing, and repairing things. Now, Mercury itself is the planet that symbolizes or represents all forms of communications, transportation, data, and details. And when it moves backwards, most of us have all experienced the miscommunications, the slowdowns in traffic, and delays in our projects, plus cars and transportation breaking down, and computers and phones and emails and faxes crashing. Just why would the universe give us such a bizarre cycle? Is it trying to drive us nuts? What on earth could the universe be thinking when it provides such a crazy cycle as Mercury retrograde? Well, the universe has a very different sense of time management than we do. It thinks we need periods to slow down, catch up, what a concept, find our mistakes and fix them. This is the universe's method of helping us to learn something new. Now, in our culture, we tend to go 90 miles per hour down the freeway of life, and we don't seem to slow down or take appropriate breaks. So the universe slows us down. It stops our computers from working, or our emails from sending, or our phones from working. Our cars break down because, hey, you know what? They needed fixing, and we weren't fixing them. Basically, the universe wants us to slow down and catch up with all the things that fell between the cracks. It wants us to find our mistakes and fix them. And the only way it can get our attention is to slow us down. So here's the first tip for handling all Mercury retrogrades. Slow yourself down before the universe hits your computer with a 2x4 or takes down your car. You can do this easily. First, leave some holes in your schedule by planning about 50% less than you typically plan to do in a day. Now, why would you want to do that? Because you're going to find those mistakes or the things that need fixing, and you need time to attend to those matters. Oftentimes, those matters are going to preempt whatever you're doing. They're going to become the hot priority. Basically, those matters should have been handled some time ago, and now they're practically an emergency. So if you're fully booked, then what? You're going to have reschedule activities and people off your schedule, and it's quite a hassle. So save yourself some time and frustration. Leave some holes in your schedule. Now, sometimes you're going to leave some holes and nothing will pop into them. Then what? That's a great opportunity for you to catch up. In fact, catching up is one of the primary purposes of Mercury retrograde. This is no time to start a new project unless it's a project to fix or repair something. This is the time to get caught up. Now, first of all, raise your hand if you never need to catch up. I thought so. No one has raised their hand. This is the time to get caught up. Get those paper piles out of the way. Clean out drawers and filing cabinets. Get your inbox cleaned out. Catch up on filing. It's important to catch up as much as possible during this 3 to 3.5 week period. Now, before I move on to other aspects of Mercury, I want to mention one more thing about this primary purpose. In our culture, there's nearly a religious belief that if a person is competent, they should never make mistakes. Well, I'm not sure what planet that idea came from, but it certainly wasn't from Earth. Think for a moment about what that idea means. First of all, never making mistakes if you're competent at your job suggests that you already know everything there is to know about your job, and there will never be anything new to learn about it. Sounds pretty boring to me. Basically, life is always evolving in new directions. So part of the function of Mercury retrograde is for us to rethink what we don't know or understand. And this leads me to the good news about this cycle. It helps us to learn new things. Now, Mercury retrograde is also a great time to reconnect with people or customers you haven't seen or spoken with in some time. It's actually common to hear from someone from your past during this cycle. When the cycle occurs during the holidays, we often hear from people we haven't connected with in quite a while. It's also an ideal time to look back at old photo albums or even make an album. It's a great time to revisit a childhood location or maybe someplace from a past life. Now, Mercury retrograde is an ideal time to do research, too. Do you have a project at work that needs some research? this is the perfect time to do it. Another thing that's perfect to do during Mercury retrograde is to have a yard or garage sale. This cycle is perfect for recycling anything. And whether you do that with a yard or garage sale or you donate items to a local charity, this is the perfect opportunity to recycle anything you don't want or love to someone who can use it or love it. In general, we would all be much happier and our work lives would be much easier if we would stop trying to push forward at our normal pace of 90 miles per hour during these cycles. If we would just prioritize our activities to be in alignment with Mercury retrograde three times a year, our frustrations with this cycle would melt away. Now, this particular Mercury retrograde has a few extra challenges. As I mentioned earlier, even without the retrograde, there's plenty of confusion. Confusing communications, confused electronic equipment, confusing road detours, etc. Sometimes, though, we're being confused on purpose, and you need to be careful about what you believe is really happening. Just don't accept things at face value. Do some research. Ask good questions. Be sure things really are on the up and up. Listen to your intuition or your guts about this, too. If they don't give you a clear go-ahead, then don't go ahead. Just wait until you get a solid indication to move forward from your intuition. Now, in addition, this particular Mercury retrograde really wants us to have a breakthrough. Now, just what does that mean? It means we're being asked to make different choices, think different thoughts, feel different feelings, take different actions, and get a completely different perspective about what's really happening. It's like the difference between our perspectives as a child versus when we mature into adults. As we mature spiritually, we gain a perspective with a higher level of understanding. These breakthroughs we're having now are designed to throw us into a higher level of understanding. And if we're really resistant to learning what we're being shown, then we can have some pretty tough times with the situations that occur. Now, the volatile energies and explosions that occur during this Mercury retrograde can escalate from misunderstandings. So be willing to ask questions and clarify what the other person meant before you explode for what may turn out to be no good reason. In this case, Mars is in its worst sign, which is Cancer. Basically, this is an incompetent Mars doing things he shouldn't be doing. Mars usually represents a guy or a group of guys who may be warring over something. So watch out for volatile guys through August 19th. Now, in the middle of this Mercury retrograde, we have a nice conjunction of the Sun, Mercury, and Venus. This is exact on August 16th. And on this date, we actually get a point of clarity. This is a moment in time that's similar to being in the eye of the hurricane, where it's completely calm and we can gain insights into what's happening and why. So, if you have something that you are rethinking, some relationship situation or financial situation that is on your mind, wait at least until August 16th. And when you get that moment of clarity, then that's when you'll know what to do. Now, immediately after that, if we have reconsidered our motivations and accomplished our breakthroughs, then we have an opportunity to take fortunate actions. Now, this starts on August 13th, and it stays in range through August 23rd, and it peaks on August 18th. These are probably opportunities you had in the past, but you may have missed them at the time. Perhaps this time you'll be ready for them. If so, the best day to take those fortunate actions is August 18th. With August 17th being a second best date. Now, in summary, we can make Mercury retrograde work in our favor, but to do so, we need to realign our intentions and priorities for these periods with those of the universe. So don't push forward now. Don't start new projects. Don't sign contracts. This is the time to be rethinking your priorities, rethinking what you're up to, and getting caught up. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Do you know that there is no such thing as too little money or too little time? When we experience these things, we're simply shutting ourselves off from the flow of energy of our true self. Essentially, we're in lack because we've removed ourselves from the flow of the river and the abundant energy that is ours. Whenever we're connected to our true self, there's always enough time and money. So connect with the well-being of your true self and you will prosper. Now, next Friday on August 12th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure you check out my new site. And remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also, sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. And just a quick note, I'm here for two more weeks and then off for a while, so call soon to get your own consultation or custom timing. Next, stay tuned for Marine St. Germain with Heaven Sent with Marine St. Germain. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini Yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based Reservatrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Reservatrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest Reservatrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at www.reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net and visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.